out, y'all. Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. You know it's going to be a good day when this bed comes out of hibernation. All right, so there's this story of a family down Melbourne Way who've put their house up for auction, right? It passed at $2,060,000, which you would think is enough for their place where they've lived in for 19 years.
So it must be a mansion.
Not a mansion, but it's a very nice-looking place, very schmick too.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, they dress it up nicely for the inspections that come through. However, they got an offer of $2.2 million, which is $140,000 more than what it passed for, right?
Wow.
If the house included one of their belongings.
What, the fridge?
Nope, not the fridge.
They're sometimes hard to remove. The couch?
No, something nice and cuddly and cute.
The sofa?
No, the thing that sleeps on the sofa. The family cat. Tiffany.
Wow.
The cat, who should point out, if you know what Grumpy Cat is. I'm not too sure of the breed of cat of what Grumpy Cat is, but it looks just like that.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
So this family came through and their little boy fell in love with the cat so much so that they offered an extra $140,000 for the
what?
Family cat.
That's ridiculous.
Look, you'd be a little bit inclined to take a step back and go, well, that's part of the family. You can't offer me that money for that cat.
Yeah.
Because of the fact of the matter is, it wasn't the parents' cat. It's their 19-year-old son's. A couple of years ago, he bought the cat for a couple of $100s. It was the last one of its kind at the pet store, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're inclined to take this offer and make their son part way with his beloved cat.
Maybe I'm a monster, but this is pretty funny.
I think this is ridiculous. This is horrible. The cat doesn't even belong to them in the first place, and they're offering it up. Look, they've given their son an ultimatum, right?
Yeah.
His choice is his beloved cat, Tiffany, who he's had for all these years and adores and loves, or $20,000.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. $20,000, that's huge.
All right, it's time to check your morals at the door and let's find out about this. EJ.
Yes?
If you were selling your house
and
a family came through and they looked at Nacho and said, oh, my goodness, that would look perfect inside our house too. We will give you $140,000 for Nacho included in the price for your house. You would turn around and say,
let's do this deal right now.
You are a horrible, horrible individual.
$140,000, that could buy me a unit, like a tiny unit somewhere.
But it's your family pet. It's the thing that you love and adore. You talk about how much you love Nacho sitting on your shoulder, whistling to Reese Maston songs and wolf whistling people who walk in the door. You would part ways with Nacho completely for $140,000, your family pet.
It wouldn't be easy. I'd feel really upset. Him whistling is one of the best sounds in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But $140,000, got to be realistic here. Can't pass that sort of money up.
Shame on you, EJ. I'm sorry, but shame on you. You can't pass up a family pet like that.
Oh, look, it's easy in, like, talking about it, but if it was to actually happen, it would probably be a bit more difficult.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we want to find out this morning. Put your morals where your mouth is, CQ, on 13, 12, 16. Can you put a price on your family pet like this?
Mark sent me a text. Nacho just tweeted angrily when you said you'd
sell
him.
Exactly. See? See? Graham, what would you do, mate?
Mate, I'd sell the pets and I'd throw in the kids as well.
A lot of people are pretty keen to get rid of their kids. I see a trend here.
There is, mate. I'd actually make a saving.
Look, how old are your kids? Did they know you're making comments like this about them?
They know I love them, mate, but when they stay in the nest too long, you got to put it out there that it's time to leave.
That is true. And like $140,000, imagine how much that would change your life. What would you spend that money on?
I'd probably buy another pet.
All right, so you're saying get rid of the loved one that you got now and it's replaceable. You'll get a brand new one.
That's it.
I'm gobsmacked that so many people have said they'll do this.
Now.
I really am.
I'm with you, Graham.
Yeah, I'm on your side, mate.
All right, thanks for your call, buddy.
That's awesome.
Hey,
I love that no one sided with you.
I know. Look, we're going to put this up on Facebook, Hot FM CQ, so you can join the conversation there. But let me just quickly do this, all right?
What's that?
Hear all the birds crying in the background?
They sound happy.
Yeah, this is Nacho getting away from you with his family because he wishes he was back there. He wishes we never had that intervention where you wanted to get a bird and you said, I'll care for him. He wishes he was never born into your family because if you sell him, That's what will happen.
I'll help him pack his little suitcase for $140,000. Sorry, Nacho, I love you, but I like diamonds and new homes better.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.